know today. Well, we're here to help you understand what the most important stories of the day are. Did you realize today is the anniversary of the shrinking?
Tell the what? Shrinkage.
Hello. Let's try that again. Take two. Did you realize that today was the anniversary of the sinking of the Titanic?
All right. Can I actually pull a little trivia here for you?
You may do that, Jennifer.
Yes, of our friend Ken Kessler here.
Yes, you can do that.
Do you know that in April... And this is Ken's research here. Lincoln was assassinated.
Uh-huh.
Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated. The Titanic sunk.
Yeah.
The Oklahoma City bombing. The Waco siege. Columbine. Virginia Tech. Hitler was born. And Ken also married his ex-wife in April, which,
yeah.
You know.
Tragedy.
That didn't go well.
So maybe we just soon write off. I'd like to write off
crazy.
The last 4 or 5 days of April. That'd be good, especially today. We can write off
and
tax,
then
day.
Tax day, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Tax
That's something to think about. I didn't think about that. Jennifer, I'm always happy to have you on board here because you're always thinking, and that's what's important. We have lots of things to think about. We're going to try to understand what the future is of our currency. There is a lot of discussion.
Speaking of other sad stories.
Well, I mean, tax day, money. How are you going to control your assets, right? I mean, that's a thought we've heard, and I think we've...
Huh. Like, is somebody making bacon for us or something?
Roberta, what are you making us for breakfast?
What is she doing?
Hello. Hi.
What was that?
What was that? New York City noises.
What's for breakfast?
Oh, my God.
Hash browns.
Hash browns. That's the word of the day, hash browns.
Well, I'm certainly glad I got this hour started off on the solid, serious sort of.
For those who didn't hear earlier, Doug had to do a commercial where he said to say hashtag
right.
for Twitter.
And I said hash browns.
He said hash browns.
We were just hungry.
So Roberta's whipping us up some hash browns.
Yeah, thank you, Roberta. And she's whatever we're going to get is what went on the floor.
You're right.
All right. So anyway, seriously, the use of Bitcoin. And the concept of Bitcoin.
This story fascinates me, and I really don't understand it.
Yeah,
so
I don't get it either.
It's virtual currency.
It's virtual currency.
Virtual currency.
But I don't understand how it has achieved value.
Well,
that's what I need help.
But Richie, you're not looking at it the right way. None of all the wealth, let's say you're worth $20 million, $30 million, $40 million, it's a piece of paper.
Yeah.
And you can exchange that piece of paper with those zeros on it for something else.
Especially now that we don't even really use cash anymore.
You have wire transfer. I just did a wire transfer just during the news at the top of the hour. And, I just had to do a couple of little waddy-diddles. And when I go to the bank, I got to sign something. Yeah, but, I mean, there's no... Who's going to see cash? You're not going to see $100 bills. You're not going to see gold. You're not going to see silver. You're not going to see coins. You're going to see a piece of paper that has zeros on it. So what's the difference whether the zeros are on a piece of paper or on a screen? And thus...
Yeah, this whole story of virtual money really
right.
is
All right, so we're gonna try to figure that out in a moment here. Meanwhile, let me help you with your cholesterol and how to measure it. You know how we are very into cardiol, 9 natural ingredients that work to reduce your cholesterol levels. You got to know what your cholesterol level is. And many people say, okay, I got to go to the doctor, get a blood test, right? No, you do not have to do that. You can get a read that's 99% accurate from the Cardiol Cholesterol Home Test Kit. And here's how you get it. To test it makes sense. You got to have the tester, and then you know what your triglycerides are and your cholesterol. Then you can deal with it by having cholesterol, a free 30-day trial of that, so you can see the levels go up and down, maintain it. That's what I've been doing. I'm very pleased to report the significant improvement in my cholesterol, which is the only thing about my health that I concern myself with, because I don't have enough of the good, and I have a little bit more of the bad than I would like to have, and probably that's the case with many of you. So you can call or go online to cardiol.net/Doug and get the free 30-day trial. You call 888-809-6424 to accomplish that transaction as well. And then ask about the cholesterol home test kit for $89.95. And by the way, the third and sixth caller right now will get a free cholesterol home test kit at 888-809-6424. So you may want to take advantage of that right now. Cardiol.net/Doug or 888-809-6424. Be the third or sixth caller. You'll get that free cholesterol home test kit worth $89.95.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats. How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you are a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Ambarin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40. With no big changes in lifestyle, Ambarin restores hormonal balance in women over 40. So you can finally lose the weight. And all of the other menopause symptoms simply go away. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-663-2673. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-663-2773. That's 1-800-663-2773.
If you're lost in a home, or you're singing,
it's more than just your address. Carry on. It's the place you fall in love with over and over again. HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
Discover Card Cashback Concierge here.
Cashback Concierge? I have a concierge?
I know, it's exciting.
Wow! Wait, what is a cashback concierge?
Oh, well, there's lots of ways you can get cashback from Discover. I'm here to help you get the most bang for your buck. It's personalized, we won't try and sell you anything, and it's free.
Free? I want that.
Yeah, you do. High five me through the phone!
Yeah! I did it. Did you actually do it?
Oh, I did. I totally did.
Good.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Cashback Concierge. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
Do you like this?
Yeah, but you don't hear that sound much anymore, do you?
Not the cash register.
Yeah.
We have an old one down at the Eastley Farm store and makes all those noises, but the electronic one that we use now doesn't make any noise.
And
it is time for
it
us.
Doesn't dispense change back.
No. The understanding that we have of money, I think all of us sort of perceptually think about the greenbacks. But is this the way it even is now, never mind as we go into the future? John Iodonisi is the co-founder of White Canvas Group, and he's been studying the ins and outs of cyber tradecraft, it's called, Richie. And that includes the use of Bitcoin. Mr. Iodonisi is a scientist and a PhD candidate focusing on cyber crime in the trenches, understanding the digital mindset that drives Bitcoin and other virtual currencies. You were discussing the topic last week on some of the business shows. May I call you John?
Sure.
Did absolutely. I pronounce your name right? Iodonisi, is that right?
Yes, sir, that's fine.
No, I want to make sure it's right. I don't like people mispronouncing my name.
Well, it's Iodonisi.
Iodonisi. Okay.
Yeah.
There we go. There we go.
That's easy.
The A is silent. Iodonisi. So, let's talk about the concept of virtual currency, first of all, in general, and then what Bitcoin is.
Okay. Well, virtual currency is sort of like an alternative way for you to transfer value from where you are to one of your friends anywhere in the world, etc. So I'll give you an example. In prison systems, cigarettes are forms of currency.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
People trade them and for various things and etc. And so in this particular case, instead of cigarettes, we've put this whole paradigm in the virtual world where it's I take $100 US cash and I go into an exchange that gives me, X number of bitcoins, and then I have these coins, and there's actually places online that I can buy physical real items of the coins or transfer them to somebody else. So it's this whole concept of fiat currency.
So how does the money, though, the value money, get to the bitcoin?
Well, there's only a limited number of Bitcoins in the world at any given time. So you have a supply and demand issue, and people that are willing to trade these coins for value is what itself defines it as value.
So it's the same as trading. I have a farm, and I might trade a piece of equipment to a farmer for a cow.
Correct.
Right.
It's that middle currency, and what's really interesting is you can trade it and convert it into virtually any other denomination in the world, which is really neat.
So, but
excuse me, Richie, just a second, John. Does that mean that it's acceptable and is you say tradable or usable? Is it accepted by the governments, or it doesn't have to be accepted because government's not involved in this, right?
Right. As long as it's accepted by the end person that you're doing business with, whether you're giving them money or you're purchasing a good, and however they sell you that good, it accepts it. That's all that matters.
How long have Bitcoins been around?
It's a fascinating story. I would say it's only been around for about 2.5 years, and it really popped the radar, I'd say, with the fall of the Cyprus Bank. And in general, with that event signified to me is the giant share of mistrust of the centralized banking system in recent years.
And this is exactly why I wanted to have you on, John. What is the danger of the world currency system being taken over by virtual currency, not controlled by any one government in the next decade, 20 years?
All right. So I would say the danger, a couple things. One, technically speaking, I don't think that you're going to have a virtual currency take over world currencies in the next decade. However, I believe that virtual currencies will continue to grow in popularity because, frankly, people in some countries, especially countries that are unstable themselves, would rather hedge their bets, if you will, on a virtual currency for stability instead of a bank that comes in and says, if you have over 100,000 euros, you're going to lose money, or we're taking it back.
Right.
So I think that is one of the dangers coming down the line is, how does governments enforce that? Today's tax day. How do you collect taxes on that?
Well, that's the whole point,
right,
isn't it? And if it's out of government control, then the governments, then when they see this, are they going to try to make it illegal?
Or
recognize it.
Absolutely. And then I'll say one other thing. What happens if the governments themselves start creating virtual currency? So this is a model that breaks the ice and establishes a new paradigm. I think that this really does challenge traditional banking systems.
Well, and Doug made the point when we started out. I mean, even though we still work on dollars, it is basically virtual now.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I never see my money when I get my paycheck. It's electronically installed in my bank. And then when I use it, I electronically disperse it to other banks.
Is this, we only have 30 seconds, John. Is this something that the hackers can get at?
They can get at your computer where your wallet is that stores this stuff, but they can do that if you have your regular bank. So I would say, from a technical standpoint, it's marginally to moderately secure. Anything's breakable, but in this particular situation, we're dealing with numbers with 77 zeros. So
it's a fascinating story.
WhiteCanvasGroup.com is the website to check out. WhiteCanvasGroup.com for more info on this. John Idonisi here with us on Good Day. Man at the place you look so strange, and $900
and some change. Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
That Tom Petty.
Very good, Dudley.
Yeah, huh?
I'm highly impressed.
Are you?
Yeah.
But I know this because we hear this riff from time to time in one of our so-called rejoins. So Tom Petty has something special going on? No.
Well,
but there's an interesting story about where the sound comes from that's here.
If you listen to a lot of the classic rock made in the 70s and a lot of it in the 80s, the headbanger metal stuff, and even some of it into the 90s, like Tom Petty, REO Speedwagon, Neil Young, it just goes on and on and on, dozens and dozens of bands. And if you listen to, probably in the 80s, if you listen to rock and roll music, 7 of the 10 songs you would hear on the radio were recorded at one studio, and it's called Sound City in Los Angeles. And this studio closed about 2 years ago, and the former drummer and guitar player and frontman for the Foo Fighters now, Dave Grohl, has made a movie to tell the story of this recording studio.
All right.
And the reason he's such a fan of this recording studio and wants to tell the story of it is, and he's always been a big proponent of recording the human element of making music instead of the digital manipulated music that we hear nowadays on the radio. So this story of this studio was in 1971. They bought this board, and it's called a Neve board, and it has just beautiful warm sound to it. And everybody started recording there after Neil Diamond and Tom Petty and everything. And then into the 90s, you got Nirvana, and they had a little bit of a resurrection with all of this 90s music made. And when the studio went to close in 2011, Dave Grohl bought the board and installed it in his home.
Really?
And has now made an album with all of the people that made this board and this studio famous. One of them being Rick Springfield. He basically got his break out of here. So here's a little bit of the audio from the movie, and it just kind of tells the story of rock and roll history.
I don't know that we can make a record in here.
Walk into Sound City, you either love it or hate it.
Looks kind of dumpy.
Brown shag carpet on the wall. That's the kind of thing that you would do to your van.
But walking down the hallway and seeing all of those platinum records on the wall, that's what I'm talking about.
Tom Petty.
Fleetwood Mac.
Neil Young, man.
Cheap Trick.
Chili Peppers.
Pat Benatar.
Guns N' Roses.
Nine Inch Nails.
Foreigner.
Rat.
Johnny Cash.
Metallica.
Dude, how many of these albums have been made there?
I chose Sound City because Nevermind was recorded there.
This guy, Rupert Neve, designed these next-generation consoles.
There's only four like this in the world.
There's something about the Neve sound.
It's a pretty badass console.
When you came to work at Sound City, it was a tape-based studio. You knew what you were getting.
Sound City was a place where real men went to make records.
All during the 80s, you listen to one of these stations where they played rock and roll.
7 or 8 out of 10 songs were recorded at Sound City.
I was wondering whoever used the board after us, if they had a burning sensation in the next morning, then they'd know we were there.
Other studios started to shift.
Everything's got to be digital.
Now you can record audio into the computer.
I heard some young guy in a band say, you don't have to practice anymore. So you just slice it up in the computer, and it comes out perfectly.
That's John Fogerty.
Sound City, yeah. Just couldn't keep up.
Started selling off the gear in Studio B.
I thought that board would just go straight to the Rock and Roll Hall.
This is Dave Grohl.
I'm trying to move on, but it's been hard.
Like many things, there's no bookstore, there's no music store, and there's no Sound City.
In this age of technology, where you can manipulate anything, how do we retain that human element?
Let's rock, let's play, let's record.
Be true to yourself and make the music that you love.
Chemistry is something that happens between.
It's a fascinating movie about the human side of making
music.
When
do we see it? How can we see it?
Yeah, I got it on demand on Fios, and it's in a few theaters around the country. It was just released a few weeks ago.
Sound City. It's 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
At last, a movie about a real superhero. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
Jackie Robinson. Black man in white baseball.
I want you to know I'm there for you.
In my heart.
Think about the abuse that he's going to take.
What are you going to do if one of these pitchers throws through your head?
I'll duck.
He didn't wear a cape, and he wasn't quite as fast as a speeding bullet, but Jackie Robinson did leap a giant barrier with a single bound in 1947 when he became the first African-American to play Major League Baseball. A new movie, 42, tells the story of Robinson's breakthrough with the Brooklyn Dodgers. It stars young newcomer Chadwick Boseman as Jackie, and Harrison Ford as the team owner who signed him up, Branch Rickey. Jackie Robinson died in 1972, and his widow, Rachel Robinson, who's now 90, told me she's long dreamed of seeing a film made about their story.
We've been trying to get the film done since Sidney Poitier could have played Jack.
clearly you and Jackie would have been crazy not to feel anger sometimes through all this, but you could never show it, right?
No, you couldn't. I went to every home game, and Jack and I would come back together in the car. And when we got to the house, if he said, I'll be in a little later, I just went in because I knew that he was very angry, and he had to have a time to himself. And what he would do was go to the nearest golf course and hit balls. And after he hit a couple of buckets of balls, he was ready to come home. Because, and we had both, we pledged ourselves to try to make our home a haven because we were being attacked from the outside. And being attacked from the outside didn't make us attack each other. It drew us closer together so that we could work together and at least have that kind of support.
42, the inspiring true story of Jackie Robinson.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Steve Schultz, Vice President of Training here at Youngevity. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, President of the Genesis Communications Network. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'm going to be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
It's 33 at the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, who's our TV specialist. She has a couple of items of note for your consideration this Monday, the 15th of April. Also along for the ride is Ken Kessler, Rachel McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, Roberta Fasinelli, who's always contributing one thing or another, either information or food, to our conversation. In a few moments, we're again going to have the Diva of Digestion. We ought to have a big fanfare for that, Richie. We have the Diva, the dumpster diver.
I'm not even sure how to go about making fanfare for the Diva,
Diva of Digestion.
I think you're probably the guy for that.
Yeah, you are the guy for that, I think. Yeah,
very clear. Anyway, Brenda Watson will be with us again. She's becoming a regular because she has so much good information about your health and well-being. She's a New York Times best-selling author, a featured speaker on all things in way of how you digest, what's going on in your system. If you missed her when she was here last week, the segment on fiber and why it's so important to your health is one of the things that's archived. You'll see the HOPE formula in the audio highlight box at our broadcast center at DougSteffen.com. The HOPE formula, there are four different ingredients, and so we're trying to, I guess maybe this could be the classroom of the air in a sense, Richie. We're teaching people about things that are important. So
we're learning about things, and we all learn together.
Right, exactly. So there are all kinds of information. She has two different sites, actually, RenewLife.com and BrendaWatson.com. Do yourself a favor. After you listen to this bit of information, you may want to go back a little bit, and we'll figure out how we can put all of this together to help you be healthier. That's one of the things that I believe is my... I encourage everybody on my staff to be conscious of their health and their well-being. And that's why we have so many conversations on the air about these matters, because it's very important to you and your well-being. So Brenda will join us in a few minutes, and I think we're going to dedicate our time today to... We talked about fiber last week, right? That was... I think a lot of people just don't even remember what it is that goes into... When you've eaten, do you think about what you've eaten? Only if it comes back again, I guess, probably, right?
Yeah. I try to. You know, I'm using an app right now called MyFitnessPal.
Really?
And it tells you every day the total sodium, the total fiber, the total protein, all the carbs. Mm-hmm. It tracks everything that you eat when you write it down.
You know,
so it's kind of cool because your fiber... I had a nutrition teacher tell me that no one ever gets enough fiber. Just like...
You weren't here 35, with us last week.
Oh, no, I was with you. Right, and okay. I know that
she
we heard the same thing.
Yeah. Right.
And that, you know, you need 35... 35 milligrams of fiber or 35 grams of fiber, and it's really hard to get because all of our food that we eat is processed.
When you go to the store and you buy cereal, it says including fiber.
Yeah, but you're probably getting 2 grams realistically.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So Saturday, the local Whole Foods grocery store near us has tried to build themselves as a destination grocery store where you go there to do things, not just to shop.
Right.
And there's this band that we really like that Whole Foods hires every Saturday from 1:30 to 4:30 to play right there, like in the fish section.
Really?
And they have like a bar there where they make, you know, seafood dishes. So my buddy Mark and I go over there at 1:30. We order some fish, and they have a microbrew there. So we order a beer, and there's our little band there, Mixed Business, set up right there in the seafood department. And behind them is the granola station. So I'm like, I want to buy some granola when I leave here. So I went over and got some yogurt, got some granola, sitting here eating it for breakfast now. So it's because of rock and roll that I'm getting my
whatever
fiber
way
today.
You can learn about how you're going to live better and be healthier. And now I'm just here to be an instrument in that one way or another. So anyway, Brenda's going to help us with Omega Oils, the second rung on the Hope Ladder, H-O-P-E, and you'll understand that formula as well, but it's pretty simple. Digestive function is important. Now, speaking of things that are important, I'm checking more regularly, Jennifer, thanks to your influence, the trends. As Kenny watches what's going on our site, facebook.com/Good Day, and Twitter at Good Day Show, I also am nosing around and I see Kevin Hart's name up on pretty much all of the trending lists. What's the scoop?
Well, yeah, I haven't, you know, I had to look into Kevin Hart a little bit because I wasn't too familiar with him.
I saw him trending too and wasn't sure who he was.
Yeah, but he's a comedian and he was busted for DUI early Sunday morning in California. Gotta love it. According to TMZ, Hart was driving 90 miles an hour in his car when he was stopped by the highway patrol. The police report that it says that he was driving erratically and almost collided with a gas tanker truck. Never a good idea.
But how does TMZ know how fast he was driving?
Probably because the report on the scene, they probably heard from the cops. I would imagine police reports. When the cops busted him, he exhibited signs of intoxication and was unable to perform field sobriety tests, so he was taken to jail. And then he was released.
Right.
He did admit to a TMZ cameraman that he was drunk, by the way, at the time of his arrest.
Ah, sweet. All right, let's see. The MTV
Movie Awards.
This is something for those who are, in their mid-20s to mid-30s, they're going to be paying attention, or people even younger than that?
I think it's a viewer-voted award show, so that's what makes it important to the celebrities, I think, because it's the fans that get to vote. Mm-hmm. And it did take place last night. It was hosted by Rebel Wilson. She was in Pitch Perfect this year. She walked away a winner. She took home Best Breakthrough Performance for the movie, which also won Best Musical Moment. The Avengers took home 3 awards, including Movie of the Year, Best Fight, and Best Villain. Other winners were Bradley Cooper for Best Male Performance, Silver Linings Playbook. Jennifer Lawrence and Bradley Cooper got Best Kiss for Silver Linings. Taylor Lautner got Best Shirtless Performance for The Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 2. And Best WTF Moment, Jamie Foxx and Samuel L. Jackson in Django Unchained.
Yeah. What was the award before Django? What was the that you just mentioned?
Shirtless Performance?
Shirtless. Okay.
Yes. Uh-huh. And Taylor Lautner won for that.
Why wouldn't it have been Channing Tatum?
It could have been. I'm sure he might have been he might have been a nominee, yes.
Right.
But those girls love Twilight. You know that. You know they love those vampires.
Them vampires.
Yes.
Smile for the camera. In a moment, Brenda Watson.
No female category for the shirtless performance?
No, that would just pornography, Rich.
Checking.
Well, you can check another website, Richie, and not that one. Omega Oils and why they're good for you and the focus next with Brenda Watson here on Good Day.
Over a million products, Granger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Granger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Granger.com/GE Lighting today. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're lost in a
home, or you're seeking, it's more than just your address.
Carry on.
It's the place you fall in love with over and over again.
Carry on, carry on.
HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you.
your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
GMC Certified Service, this is Patrick.
I hear you guys are the service experts.
Oh, we know a thing or two.
All right, it's go time. I need what?
New tires.
On my...
Yukon?
On my...
Yukon Hybrid.
With...
18-inch wheels.
And the most wear is on?
Your left front tire, though your right front tire isn't much better.
Not bad. You only got one thing wrong.
What's that?
It's not my Yukon. It's my wife's.
Your name's on the title, right?
Well played, my friend. Well played.
Professional grade service for your professional grade vehicle. GMC certified service experts are speaking your language. Technicians who make the grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. Only at your GMC dealer. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. See dealer for eligible tire brands. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
I am so sick of double talk from our politicians about fixing our broken economy. So today I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to help explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt, the shrinking dollar?
Well, Roger, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earn to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Ha! Where'd you learn so much about money?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it, from the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take Breda's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646 for the simple truth.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
All right, speaking of real, it doesn't get any more real than talking about your bodily functions. Last week when Brenda Watson was here, he said...
Oh, that was such attitude.
Well, you know, it's kind of last night. I'm going to say this, and I'm probably going to get throttled for having said it, but I'm going to say it anyway. Meredith and I were on the couch, and we were talking. Charlotte was next to Meredith, and she'd gone to sleep. And all
she
of us,
being Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Okay.
Yeah, well, Meredith goes to sleep often too in those circumstances.
Right.
So anyway, so Charlotte lets out an unbelievable burst from her butt.
Oh, and, that stinks. When
oh, my God.
Bulldogs will do that.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, but I, you know, we tend to think that it's only, well, we don't want to admit, let's put it that way, that there are things like that going on in our bodies. Certainly women. I mean, do you think if I said anything like that to any of the women in my life, even Roberta or Jennifer, never mind going higher up the food chain, that there would be an admission of that sort of activity?
Roberta, yeah, but...
Oh, yes,
yeah,
I can. Give me a bowl of black bean soup. I can clear an auditorium.
Okay, I wouldn't take it that far, but I can't burp, so believe me, there has to be release from somebody.
Yeah, that's another great subject here, though.
Yeah?
We can train dogs to fetch, go get the newspaper, sit... stay, all that other stuff. Why can't we teach them to leave the room when they have to take care of their business?
That's up to you, Richie. We'll have to work on that.
Because you don't, so why should they have to?
All right. So the diva of digestion, Brenda Watson, is probably listening in horror as we get into this. New York Times bestselling author, featured speaker, digestive health. It works better in us than it does in dogs, or maybe not so, Brenda?
No, it works the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so... Today we're talking about omega-3s.
Yes. And how is that, when you have this, if we go, folks, there are a couple of different places we can go to get information. Renew Life, well, this is Renew Wife. renewlife.com. Is that right? Do I have that right? It's
renewlife? No, it's Renew Life.
That's what I thought. I'm just looking at a note here that I wrote to myself. Where's
Well,
Renew Life. That's a whole different.
Yeah, we'll take, wrong.
Yeah, are you divorced?
That's the next hour.
Yeah, right. Anyway, renewlife.com or brendawatson.com. You can read more about how to improve your digestive health, focusing on what we did last week, which had to do with the business of high fiber, that kind of stuff. So today we'll focus on item number two, omega oils. Isn't it true that there are different grades, different types? When you go to CVS, let's say, or to the big box stores, Costco, you're not getting the same form of omega oil as we might if, for example, we were using some of your Hope Renew Life omega oils.
Well, the difference is most people, well, we know omega-3s are a component of fish oil, and I think a lot of people think fish oil is all omega-3. So if they look at a bottle at a, say, a pharmacy, and it says 1,000 milligrams of fish oil, most people automatically think they're getting 1,000 milligrams of omega-3, mm-hmm. when in reality, if you turn the box around and look at it, most of the time a 1,000 milligram capsule is only about 30% omega-3, which is 300 milligrams, unless the company has concentrated it to 1,000 milligrams of omega-3 per capsule. And that's where the quandary comes in, because you need, in order to reduce inflammation and reduce the markers to inflammation in the body, you need approximately 3,000 to 5,000 milligrams a day of omega-3. So, for example, if you're buying one of the lesser potent omega-3s to get at 300 milligrams, you would need 10 of those a day, and no one is going to take 10 of those a day.
Not and risk all the gas is going to come back up again if you get the wrong one. So these oils are so important. That's why you take them for your joints, for your heart, for every part of your body. According to Harvard School of Public Health, 84,000 people die every year because they don't have enough omega-3 in their diet. People are not being made aware of this as well as they are some other things that get a lot of attention, I think, Brenda.
Absolutely, and probably, you know, the inflammation in the body, so we call it silent inflammation, that's what leads to chronic disease, but specifically to cardiovascular disease. And people don't realize with some of the markers of high blood pressure, high cholesterol, high blood sugar, and fat on the body, especially fat around the middle, those are markers that you have silent inflammation. And I think with the onset of so much prescription medication for statins today, people are now getting somewhat the picture that, you know, statin drugs don't really lower cholesterol. They lower silent inflammation, which in turn will bring cholesterol down. Yeah. And what people don't realize is with omega-3s, you in the right amount of omega-3s, what I was talking about earlier, you can actually reduce those four markers dramatically more naturally.
And we have about 30 seconds here. Renew Life has an omega-3 that is not the same as the other ones we were talking about.
Right. It's concentrated. We enteric coat it. So when you were talking earlier about burping, we enteric coat it. So when you take the capsule, there's no repeating on it.
Hooray!
Yeah.
No repeats. That's a good point. This is like No Repeat Thursday, Richie, the music. No Repeat
like
Monday. So if you want to check out Brenda's work and the products that support the things that she's trying to explain from Renew Life, the omegas are one of them. Silent inflammation. That's the first time I ever heard that term. Check out the info and take some time to do it. It's renewlife.com or brendawatson.com. Brenda, good to have you here again. Thank you.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
On Arthur's theme by Fitz and the Tantrums. It came from the remake of Arthur starring Russell Brand, who's somebody I don't even begin to understand. It was tops at the box office during this week 3 years ago. What is there about this guy? I saw him on television. What's his voice thing? What is all that about?
His what? His voice?
Yeah, in a kind of a weird voice.
Yeah, he's English.
No, it wasn't that. It was the pitch of his voice.
I mean, his whole stick is sort of like a, he's like a man-child. I mean, that's the way he played Arthur. But, you know, it's interesting about the way Hollywood works is, you know, if they think you have a shot to be something different, in his case, it's like they gave him a shot. He probably did 3 or 4 films Arthur he starred in. Arthur didn't do at all well at the box office.
No, who wants to go see that movie redone by somebody that nobody knows when you can go rent the original and have a good time with it?
Well, I do agree the original was a much, much, much better, and I loved it only more. I don't think Russell Brand's a bad talent. He's just different. But if you don't make money at the box office, they pull the plug and you stop getting the offers, and I think that's what's happened to him in the last year. I don't think he's really done much in front of it.
Good. Wasn't he with, I would say good, too. Wasn't he with Katy Perry? Wasn't this the guy?
They were married.
They were married.
Yeah.
Really?
Oof, man. Yeah. All right, let's keep moving here.
Which is further proof that most women do not go for the George Clooney type. Yes. No. Huh. I don't believe that.
I'll remember that. All right, Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. We have a movie quiz for you and then some box office totals for the weekend. No surprise, I don't think, on the top of that list, but we'll get to the complete list in a moment. First, though, we have 3 cuts from an Oscar that has a story attached to it. It goes back to 1971. The movie won 6 Oscars.
Wow.
Including Best Picture. And I think you'll recognize it pretty quickly here. 888-302-3684. At least that would be my hope. 888-302-3684 to identify this movie.
God, help me, I do not stop.
I need that one again.
Play that one again.
God, help me, I do not stop.
You get the voice?
No, I don't get anything out of that.
Yeah, we'll play the next one then.
Now I have precisely the right instrument. precisely the right moment of history in exactly the right place.
One of his best, I thought, creation. Don't you, Chuck? It is yet. He didn't know what it is yet.
I think I know what it is.
All right, let's play the last clip.
All right.
All this stuff you heard about America not wanting to fight, wanting to stay out of the war, is a lot of horse dung. Americans traditionally love to fight. All real Americans love the sting of battle.
Got it.
All right. That
was his defining role. A great actor, great actor.
Oh, yeah. Very, very much so. I think you're right about that, Chuck. 888-302-3684. If you know what that movie is, you get a swell Doug Steffen prize. It's 888-302. Doug Chucker has the box office totals in a moment on Good Day.
Spring is finally here. Which activity would you rather do? Spring cleaning? Or spring travel? America's Best Value Inn is making your spring even better with a great deal. Get 15% off when you book 7 days in advance, now through May 16th, and stay by May 23rd. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and clean up on our spring travel deal.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Hi, Chucker. Box office totals for the weekend.
All right, Doug. Warner Brothers gave a pretty strong marketing push to its new baseball film, 42, the story of Jackie Robinson, and it paid off with, I would say, a home run, $27.3 million in business. I'm going to go see it this week, let me know what I think, but I would say this. It's good to see an adult-oriented story-driven film score at the box office because you don't see it very much as of late. Scary Movie 5 placed second, 14.6. That's considered a huge disappointment. The last Scary Movie, that 4, I think, opened to $43 million in business. So this franchise is pretty much dead. I think if you see another one, it'll be on DVD. The animated movie The Croods placed third, $12.9 million, $142 million in 3 weeks. G.I. Joe 2 placed fourth, $10 million over the weekend, $102 million the day. The Evil Dead ran out the top 5. Nine.
Dante, what was the name of that movie?
That was Patton.
George C. Scott refused the Oscar for his performance in that movie. Patton, you got it right.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.